Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Coming up in about 45 minutes, we'll talk to Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. They've got a big one tonight in Buffalo. That's at 8:45. And Ted Leonsis, CEO of Monumental Sports, owner of the Capitals, Wizards, Mystics, amongst other properties. He'll join us at 9 a.m.
Valdez, who do you think is a lock for a top 20 finish at the Masters? Just a lock.
A lock?
Yeah.
Top 20?
Out of all of the...
Russell Henley.
You going to put that in your parlay?
Hold on. Let me see where...
I think he wanted you to say Scottie Scheffler.
Well, we know he's a top.
Russell Henley's plus 150 to finish top 20. I'm looking at some of the big name players, mm-hmm. The Rahms, the McIlroys, yeah. The Koepkes. They're 2-1 or a little bit lower.
Right.
Now, you got to lay 2-1, but... and Rory missed the cut last year.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I bet 2-1 for Rahm and Rory to finish top 20?
I think you probably will.
I'm not going to bet Scheffler. He's 5-1. That's just dumb.
Right.
But I'd bet 100 to win 50 for Rory to win to finish top 20 or Rahm to finish top 20.
I actually think it's going to be a.
But the weather's dicey. That's the problem.
I think you're going to get kind of a surprise winner this year. Mm. Typically, the Masters doesn't have surprise winners because it's such a small field and. Course knowledge is critical, but I think this is the year you're going to get like a Russell Henley to win or a Sahith Theegala to win or just someone to come out of nowhere because it's Scotty's tournament to lose. And if Scotty doesn't win, I think you're going to get just someone out of nowhere.
Yeah, to the guy who won last week that beat Denny McCarthy. Did he qualify for the Masters?
Bhatia. Yes. This is his first Masters.
He was the last guy in.
Yep. Look at that.
Does nobody give him a shot?
Actually, he's kind of a dark horse.
Ooh.
Because
he's only 21 or 22, right?
Yes.
Yes. Maybe 23.
He went pro at 17. And also, the course does favor lefties, believe it or not.
Did not know that.
Yes.
Was unaware.
But he's a first-time player.
Hits the ball very far.
Denny McCarthy, top 20, plus 280.
Are there any other prominent golfers that are lefties besides Phil?
Bubba Watson.
Okay, I didn't.
Past his prime.
I have a fatal flaw, especially with like pitchers. I don't know who's right and left-handed. There's just no. How would I know that?
Hey, are you gonna make any wagers on the Masters?
I mean, if you can guarantee me that I'm going to win,
I can't guarantee you.
Then I would love to place a few. Bets on the Masters.
I had my in-person Masters draft last night.
Okay.
How many guys did you select?
There's 33 total guys, I believe. $200 entry fee.
Wow. Ooh, that's pretty steep.
Yeah, it is steep. And then you take six guys in your draft, and I had the number seven pick. I took Matsuyama with my first
draft.
Yeah,
you got hit.
Very good.
All right.
I wish you luck.
And then what is it? Aggregate score, total place of finishes?
There's 10 billion ways you can win money.
Of course there are.
But yes, it is.
I think Max Homa might play pretty well. He's plus 180 to finish top 20. I got to make all kinds of wagers.
You get your wagers in. All right, you get your wagers in while I regale you with entertainment page stories.
All right.
Because EP is not here.
What's your Ricky?
The EP is driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but EB's buddy Mike Walker over at BMW of Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models. Limited time only. More at BMWofFairfax.com. Jason, I know that you are in the market for L.A. real estate. I know you love California and you want to retire there. I've got great news for you.
Yep.
You can buy the L.A. Stilt House. It's iconic. It's from the movie Heat. It's on sale.
That was a great movie, first of all.
It's on sale for actually a pretty reasonable price. $1.18 million. Now, the problem is when you see the picture of this house.
Yeah, I know exactly the house.
It's literally on monkey stilts on the side of a hill, and it couldn't look more rickety.
Yeah.
Like if there's an earthquake or any sort of rumbling or a mudslide, this house is going down the mountain.
This
with
is the house that the Hispanic dude, I don't know the name of the actor, he's actually a stand-up comedian. I think we were supposed to have him on the show in studio.
Okay.
But he was... he was in the crew. He was in. He was in De Niro's crew.
I mean, this is bringing me back to the big heist at the end.
And then he gets killed in the house, and De Niro gets there before he dies.
Yeah.
And he finds out who actually came in to kill him.
Valdez, give us the De Niro speech when he goes in. What does he tell all the bank patrons?
Oh yeah, everybody down. I'm here for the bank's money and bank's money only. Your money is insured by the government. You will not lose a penny.
That's well done. That's a cinematic tour de force.
If anyone is feeling lightheaded or having any kind of health issues, please let me know.
I feel like I'm instantly being transported back to the movie.
I can't believe
I'm
Mike Marr.
De Niro and his prime.
Mike Marr's back there, right?
I can't believe
you haven't seen this movie.
Well, he knows nothing about Heat. I mean, he's too young.
Well, that's fine, but it's a great movie.
It's a great movie. I mean, when we got those...
He should make it a point to watch this movie this weekend.
Actually, I was just telling Drab earlier today, you know what movie I am watching this weekend?
What? I'd like to know.
Inglourious Basterds.
It's a great one.
I've had that one circled on the calendar for a while now, okay. So I'm fired up.
It's very good.
All right, so what's the Stilt House going for, you said?
$1.18 million.
Well, that's because it's going to fall over. First of all, the square footage looks like it's about 900 square feet.
It's actually...
How big is it?
It's 2,016 square feet.
That's solid.
It sits on a 10,000-plus square foot lot with an option to build a lower level or an accessory dwelling unit, whatever that – I don't know what that is. But, like, that's an actual – like, that's not expensive for L.A. real estate. The problem is it's on a hillside, and it's going to slide down the hill at any moment.
Yeah, that's why it's on $1 million.
Probably with you in it. And then, you're going to tumble to your death down an L.A. mountain.
We want to hurt no one. We're here for the bank's money, not your money. Your money is insured by the federal government. You're not going to lose a dime. Think of your families. Don't risk your life. Don't try and be a hero. Right now, I want you to sit on the floor and put your hands on your head. Anybody feel sick? Anybody got heart trouble? Go ahead and lean against the wall.
I mean, it's such a good scene. Now I feel like I should watch it over the weekend. I probably won't, but I probably should. Such a good movie.
I think I'm going to watch. I'm not going to watch the Masters final round on Sunday, and I'm going to watch Heat instead.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm going to do.
A guy that JP met in person, Sylvester Stallone, he's making headlines, and not for a good reason. He allegedly mocked ugly actors on the Tulsa King set. The director is...
I think they were the extras.
He's denying claims, but those are still actors. They're
extras are actors?
Okay. Yeah, right? Or isn't an extra is
I don't
definitely
know. If
an
you're
actor.
Just like in the background of a scene.
Well, I mean, you count as an actor. Like,
okay. I didn't know that.
You're an extra, so you're a nubs, but you're still, because I think you're still considered an actor if you're an extra, right?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I think you are.
Do you get paid?
You definitely get paid to be an extra. Yeah. Definitely.
So
do.
If you're just sitting in the background of a restaurant.
Yeah.
You get paid on
you
that?
You get paid like scale. I mean, you're not getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah, all right.
You can't make a living.
Yeah. No, you can't.
I mean, it's a lock that the extras are also the people outside of the Chinese theater dressed as Elmo, dressed as what's Johnny Depp's character in Pirates of the Caribbean? Drab. Why am I spacing?
Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow. They're dressed as Jigsaw. I mean, and then they want you to take pictures with them, but of course they want money. They're not going to let you come up and take a free picture with them because that's their side hustle. That's how they make extra cash. They make cash by being an extra, and then Jason Bishop wants to take a picture with, I don't know, Big Bird or whoever somebody is impersonating, and that's how they make some extra.
So he called the extras a bunch of fatties, right?
Pretty much.
Fatties and uglies.
According to one of the background actors, this is according to the casting company's Facebook page, he said, quote, "I was there right behind Mr. Stallone. He shouted to the director to come over here. Lots of F-bombs dropped. Stallone was very upset with the look of the background actors. Said they were hideous and old and fat. Next thing, people are being told to go back to holding, and younger people were brought in."
Brought in the sillies.
Now, the director is denying these claims, but, you know, some of the people that were there are basically saying Stallone was acting douchey.
Has anybody watched Tulsa King?
I have not.
No.
I watched an episode.
I've watched Stallone. I've watched the entire season.
Really?
Yes. Good show?
Yeah.
Is it
comparable? For some reason, just in my mind, now I haven't watched either of the shows, I comped it to Yellowstone.
No, not like Yellowstone.
Hey, I think we owe JP an apology. I don't think, I'm reading here, in the film world, extras are definitely not considered actors.
Oh, they're not? Oh, okay.
I just asked a question. Yeah, it struck me as like, you're calling them an actor. They're just, I know somebody that was in my dad's lunch group, like his retired lunch group, was an older guy, and somehow he became an extra. Mm. And, you know, he would have stories like they don't even shoot that many movies out here. But if there was some sort of movie or TV show they shot out here, he would be in the shows.
Well, they pay him like $100 for the day.
Yeah. Yeah. He might have gotten yelled at by Sylvester Stallone because, I mean, let's think. Dad passed 17 years ago. Guy's probably 80.
Now,
is
it true that the extras, when you see them talking in the background, they're not actually talking? They're just.
I don't know this nugget, but this probably makes sense.
Well, with all the microphones.
It's probably like background noise. You don't want that background noise bleeding into the scene.
And I don't know this for a fact, but let's just say there's a dinner table of actors, and then behind them, there's another dinner table, and they're talking.
They're just mouthing a conversation.
Just look at each other.
I think I've heard that.
Right. Yeah.
Because if they're actually talking, then the microphones are picking up their conversations.
Probably right.
And then some sound engineer puts in ambient noise afterwards.
Who knows?
Mixes it.
I will give either JP or Jason Bishop one of my $2 to gamble with. I'm going to grab it.
$2 bet?
$2 bet. If either of you can tell me, if you haven't seen the headline, how did Keanu Reeves fracture his knee while he was filming a movie in the last few months?
I have not seen that.
Water skiing is incorrect.
He said while filming the movie, though, right?
Oh, yes, correct.
What's the movie?
The name of the movie is Good Fortune. The director is Aziz Ansari, and he revealed
how
Keanu Reeves fractured his knee. It's kind of a funny way to do it.
I like Aziz. I didn't know he was directing. I'm going to say
walking down steps.
Yeah, he tripped.
Something
simple.
He
definitely tripped. What did he trip on? Curb. Somehow curb.
He didn't trip on a curb, but I kind of feel like I have to give JP the $2. He did trip. He tripped on a rug.
There you go.
After all of the scenes he did and like all the John Wicks and didn't hurt himself, apparently, after 15 days into shooting, this is according to Ansari, he said to Reeves, go chill in your trailer, go hang out for a little bit. And he tripped on a rug. Said he fractured his kneecap, continued to do all of the scenes, but he tripped and fell, not while filming an action scene, not while shooting 100 bad guys, but he was a big old klutz and tripped on a rug in his trailer. JP, you win $2.
Silly. I'm up two.
Congrats.
There you go.
I'll put it with my pile of twos.
That's
Thank you to our listeners.
That's the first time I've heard Aziz Ansari's name in about 5 years.
It has been a while.
I was just thinking, I watched a show of his, and I'm trying to remember the name of it, which had like two seasons on Netflix, which I thought was really good.
Yeah, he fell off. He had some accusations about him, and I don't think anyone hired him for a long time.
Right.
Well, now he's directing?
Yeah, he's in the directing biz. All right, and last and probably least, even though the story did make me laugh, German museum worker fired after hanging his own art in gallery. This guy apparently worked at the gallery. He's 51 right. years old. And because of his employment at the museum, he had access to the premises outside of normal operating hours, and nobody noticed him hanging his own picture.
Until
the security guards came in the next day and said, well, that's
not you. That, yeah. doesn't fit. That shouldn't be here.
That's Dieter's work.
What was the picture of?
Oh, I have no idea what the picture was. I couldn't tell you what the artwork was, but they sniffed it out with the quickness. Arrested.
Arrested?
Yes, arrested. And
charged with what?
Actually, maybe not arrested. Definitely fired. Fired.
What are you going to arrest him for?
Maybe not arrested, but definitely fired from his gig.
Big difference.
Yes. All right, so that's your EP. Don't forget, coming up at 8:45, Dylan Strome from the Washington Capitals will join us, and Ted Leonsis will join us coming up at 9 a.m. right here on The Junks. We'll be
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Right back. All right, can the monumental cameras capture over here to my left? I nearly put my eye out in between during the commercial break because
why do you still have that pole there?
That's a great question. That's what I wanted to bring up. So I'm in a gambling mood, so I wanted to get two more of a listener's dollars out of this. There's a cubby down here, down by my knees. And that's where I
should I take my $2 out too?
No. This is a
so I don't need to put $2 on the line.
It's a free for all for anybody who could possibly guess the question I'm about to ask.
We should give the listener some props. I've already forgotten his name. I just got to look at the envelope.
Of course, I've forgotten his name. So I reach for the $2.
Terrence or Torrance.
Terrence/Torrance. Thank you for the seed money. So I tilt my head over and I nearly put my eye out, but I did. Oh. Is there a mark on my forehead? Like where I dented my forehead?
Slightly.
Slightly. Yeah. But I almost pulled myself on this steel rod. So I'm going to take it and now put it up here out of harm's way. All right. So $2 up for grabs. I'm in a gambling mood. I'm going to be doing something on either Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday that I've never done before. I got invited to do it. And I'm doing it on one of those 3 days. It's work related. Also related to somebody else that works in this building.
Are you getting paid for it?
No. Anybody that can guess it,
hold on a
you
second.
Win the
Saturday,
win the $2.
Monday, or Tuesday. Not Sunday for some reason.
Not Sunday. This is going to happen on either Saturday, April 13th, Monday, April 15th, or Tuesday, April 16th.
Does it involve a client?
Does it involve a client? Not really a client. I'm going to say no on that. Not client related.
But someone else in the building is going to do this activity with you.
Correct. And if you guess it, you win two American dollars.
Here's another question.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of things you haven't done.
Hold on. Would any of us do this activity?
I think if you were invited, yes, you probably would. You would probably accept.
All right, you're being asked.
$2.
But I don't know why you would do it. You're being asked to go axe throwing.
Axe throwing. Well,
why would we axe throw?
I don't know.
JP, is that your final answer?
Yeah, it's like a social activity. You go to a bar and you throw axes.
All right, JP is out. I'm not going axe throwing on either Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday.
I'm not in the creative guessing mood. Matt, you have any thoughts on this?
I have a thought.
Okay.
I'm really stuck on the clue that he said it involves an activity that someone at the station does. I think he's cycling with B. Mitch.
Solid guess.
It's a good guess, yeah.
All right. Drab t-shirt, do you want to throw your hat in the ring?
This is a horrible guess.
Okay.
B. Mitch cycles too long,
yes,
though.
I mean, I'm just going to say, you're incorrect. I'm not cycling. I mean,
Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday?
Yeah, it's one of those 3 days.
All right, let me ask you this. Are you leaving the state of Maryland?
To do this activity?
Yeah.
No. Do you want another hint? I'm not even leaving my house to
I want to get Matt.
Whoa, you're not leaving. That's a big clue.
I'm trying to drop breadcrumbs out there for you. I'm so benevolent. I'll let you guys even re-guess if you want.
Well, you're doing it from your home.
Doing it from my home. Correct.
Something you've never done.
It's going to be on.
So for me, it would be like making scrambled eggs.
It's not cookie related. It's work related.
Something Zoom related? You're going to be on a Zoom?
It's a good guess.
Who's he going to be interviewing with?
Now you're zeroing in on it.
Some sort of an interview.
Mike Marr, any guesses?
But why Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday? Would we? And we would do it?
Yeah, I think you would do it.
Because I don't like Zooms.
I know you're not the biggest Zoom
guy. The Saturday's throwing me off.
Okay.
It's going to happen Saturday, Monday.
I'm going to say he's given some sort of talk.
Yeah, but Jason would never do that.
Yeah. He thinks I would do this.
I think you would do it at best.
Is it an NFL draft like interview?
It is not.
I feel like it's something like you're going on the news or something. Like you're doing a news hit.
I mean, Mike Marr's the closest so far.
He does that all the time.
Yeah.
You want to
say something he's never done.
He says it's something he's never done.
By the way, I'll be on
this one's a little bit different.
I will be on the Wizards Altcast on Friday night.
It's very similar to that.
Are you doing a Caps Altcast?
Are you doing the Caps
I've been invited to do the Cap, one of the final three Caps Altcasts.
You can't say you're doing something you've never done before.
I've never done a Caps Altcast before. It's a brand new thing on Monumental Sports.
I wouldn't do that.
That's why Amanda called him texted him.
Somebody from this dude named Tim texted me. Uh-huh.
Tim McDonough.
I'm going to be doing it one of those 3 days.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Hey, this is
an Altcast tomorrow. I'll promote it
for
the Wizards game.
Very good.
Probably right around 8 o'clock, although we haven't zeroed in on time.
Very good.
This is very important, Cakes.
Yes.
Are you going to be allowed to have your beer a period during the Caps Altcast?
I think I'm only going to be on for 10 minutes. So, I mean, sure, I'll have a cold one while I'm on with Grant and Tarek and Gabby. And am I missing anybody? I think those are the
Depends three. Probably which day you're doing it, because it's a rotating cast.
That's a good point.
You got to get on with Bruce Boudreaux.
Yeah, with Gabby, sure.
Hey, are you going to wear your Stanley Cup ring? You should wear your ring.
I think I probably should. I mean, why? It's a perfect opportunity.
Perfect opportunity.
I won't be able to do that during the Wizards Altcast with J.P. Finley and whoever else is
probably
on.
Probably won't.
You're going to wear your OV jersey.
I'm definitely going to wear all Caps gear.
You're going to have your Caps beanie.
Correct.
And you're going to wear your ring, your Stanley Cup ring.
I think I'll be properly outfitted for my appearance.
You hold that blicky up to the camera.
Just show it.
Then ask Bruce if he has one.
Do you know where you're doing it from?
If you had balls, you would do that.
Do you have a good background?
I'll probably just do it for where I, you know, do the DC News Now hits for my office.
For the Wizards Altcast, I was thinking about this because when I really care about the background, I kind of go to the basement and I do this little setup in the corner, show my Karate Kid poster.
Yeah. You know what I'm
and my Rocky
you know what I'm
poster
do also?
Or my
Does anybody care if I steal this and bring it home? Anybody?
No. No. No.
You guys care?
No. Of course not.
It's the outdated helmet.
It's outdated. Like, I'm going to
take it. Just take it.
I'm going to take it.
And just put it in the background?
Because it's going to make my
background.
It's
going to be an extra.
Because I have random helmets behind me. I have a Nebraska helmet. I mean, I have no affinity for Nebraska.
So you're doing it from your office with that background.
Yeah, I'm going to replace one of those Nubs helmets, like a Clemson helmet. What do I care about? Dabo Sweeney. I don't care about him. I'm going to put this in my office and
upgrade it. I might do it from my son's bedroom. I'll kick him out of the room. It's 10 minutes because
I can highlight for the Wizards altcast tomorrow the Russell Westbrook poster that I got him right before he's traded.
So you're doing this Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday.
One of those three
days.
Is
that depending on the results of these games?
I responded back to
Tim. He hasn't chosen.
And I just said, whenever you want to slot me in, I'm fine. I mean, am I going anywhere? I'm going to be watching the Caps games anyway.
Well, what if they lose tonight and lose Saturday and they say, are you going to say, yeah, I'll do it Monday?
Sure, I'll do it. Whenever they want me to come on, okay. I'll come on.
Here's what's obvious, because Cakes was asked yesterday to do the alt cast for the Caps, and yes. I was asked yesterday to do the alt cast for the Wizards, and I didn't know, he didn't know about mine. It's obvious they're looking for guests already.
It's fine.
Every producer's nightmare.
I'm happy to appear.
Good job.
Happy to be there. Also, let me know how it goes. That it's Zoom instead of going to the studio.
Yeah, if you had to go into the studio to do it, would you? Would you?
I would do that, but I prefer flipping open my laptop and doing it from
they moved
the
their
comfort
studios.
Of my home.
You probably wouldn't like it. They used to have their studios in Bethesda. Now it's in D.C. where Channel 4 is. You wouldn't get that sized.
I'm not a big fan of that. I know the new studios are amazing. Like, I've heard reviews.
Oh, that's true. Now they've got the studios at for Monumental.
Yes.
Forgot about that.
But last time I checked, those studios are not on the main level of my home. Are they? I don't think they are.
What if there was an alt cast, a Commanders alt cast, and they wanted you to come on to talk about who the Commanders are going to take at number two? Would you do that?
Sure. Why
you
wouldn't
would.
I?
You would.
And then I go and say they're going to pick J.J. McCarthy and everything's a big smokescreen.
Oh, okay. All right.
But yeah, so I'll be on the...
All right, good job, bro.
I'll be on the Caps altcast, date to be determined. There aren't that many dates left, so it's one of those...
No, there's only four games.
Well, I'm locked in on date, so you can watch me on Friday right around 8.
Yeah.
Lock in the time, and we'll talk about the 14-win Washington Wizards.
You got to wear Wizards gear, JP. Didn't you get a Koulibaly jersey? You probably donated it or gave it to somebody.
No, I have a jersey. I don't think I have to wear it. It's JP Finley's not wearing a Wizards jersey while he's doing it, I don't believe.
Probably not. I mean, he's hosting. He's got to look more professional. You don't have to look
professional. It's a casual.
You dock the Wizards a win. They actually have 15 wins.
My bad.
You docked them a win.
I think the theme is casual.
Okay, good. I will be casually decked out in nothing but Caps gear. And I like the Stanley Cup ring. Bonus Valdez. I don't know if I'm going to mock Gabby for not having
I'm begging
one.
You. I'm begging you. You would go viral.
I mean, that's just rude.
Yeah. Bruce, where's yours?
Yeah.
Hey, do I get my $2 for the rug or Jerry gave it to me?
For the what?
He gave it to
me. I already
you.
Gave the, it yeah. to you.
Hey, put it right
just
here.
Looking at the $2.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you... I had to give a million clues. So
nah, we don't get it.
The $2 off the table.
But it didn't... It doesn't feel like something that you haven't done before. Technically, you haven't done the altcast.
Mike Maher, have I ever done a Washington Capitals altcast on Monumental Sports Network before the one I do in those next three dates? To your knowledge, he's not listening.
No, but you've been a guest on their shows before.
I have. This is true. I just want to gamble these $2 bills that our listener, Terrence/Torrance, gave us before we went and watched the awful Roadhouse remake.
Now you've dubbed it awful.
The more I get away from it, the more I feel okay to criticize it. Like, I don't want to critique it too much because Amazon was nice enough to have the screening and have our listeners out and have us out.
So you're saying you gave a false review.
It wasn't very good. I don't think I gave it a very good review.
I think I gave it a 3. Or maybe
I was entertained. I gave it, where did I give it, a 4?
Oh, you gave that movie a 4, then you're... Your scale is banged
up. It's a little off.
Your scale needs some recalibration.
I didn't stick around for the Conor McGregor scene.
I did say I was glad it was free.
Right. So did the guy sitting on my lap.
So since it was a free movie,
and
I was entertained, that's why I gave it a higher grade. Than
I mean, I'd love to do more of those screenings in the future. It was fun. It was a good time. Just like a better movie to be actually screened would be nice.
And by the way, getting back to the all-cast, I would never do that just because I don't know hockey that well, and I wouldn't talk that intelligently about the Caps.
You think I'm going to talk that intelligently?
Well, you know more about hockey than I do.
Yeah, but they want a fan's perspective.
You know more about the Caps than I do.
Okay.
I mean...
You'd be fine.
It's an out alt-cast.
Of my out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, but a Masters alt-cast. Yeah,
sure.
You're all over it.
Well, yeah,
you're in the mix.
Throw me some shekels.
You have to get paid too.
It's an alt cast for a reason. It's a casual because you got Joe B and Locker on the main cast.
Right, I let them talk.
And then you got GP, Grant Paulson, and donks like Cakes chiming in.
Donk cast right here. That's what I'll be appearing on. All right, don't forget, coming up next, we'll be joined by Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. And then at 9 o'clock, Ted Leonsis will join us here on The Fan. We've taken a shockingly low number of calls on an open line Thursday presented by Window Nation.
What are we doing?
Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. You know what? We'll take some calls after Ted Leonsis appears at 9 a.m.
Yeah, 9 a.m.
We'll just have to open up the phone lines, the MGM National Harbor listener lines. People are welcome to call in then.
I forgot Strom's walk-up song.
They can't do it now.
Well, Stromer. Oh, we got Stromer. Oh, okay. Now you can play it.
That's okay. Jimmy Eat World, Sweetness, or is it a different
The middle.
Different ditty?
The middle.
All right, he's joining us right now, Dylan Strome from your Washington Capitals. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort Stromer can rely on. What's up, Dylan? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
We are doing well.
Hey, Strom, real quick on the personal level, because we brought this up the other day. Do you live in Arlington? Arlington, Clarendon?
Yeah, Arlington, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the guys live in that area.
Yeah.
And we were one of our buddies took a picture of Patrick Corbin, who makes $20 million plus a year for the Nationals, mowing his own lawn, and I thought that was fine. Small piece of lawn, and Cakes is offended by that. You strike me as a guy who would mow your lawn. I don't know your lawn situation. Oh. Do you have a lawn? Do you mow it yourself?
Okay, hold on. Before you answer, I would like to bet on Dylan. I'm going to say there's no chance he mows his own grass here. Now, maybe when he goes back to where he lives in Canada, maybe he does that. But here, I'm going to guess.
Doesn't do it.
All right, $2. The $2 I won from you before. Yeah, right, I'll put a $2 on the line.
All right.
I've got Stromer. I don't know his lawn situation though, but if it's similar to like Patrick Corbin, where there's a small piece of lawn,
all right, if he
maybe
doesn't
he's got
have a
backyard,
lawn, it's a canceled bet. All right.
Yes. I'll say he mows his own lawn.
Stromer?
At home in the summer, I have my own lawnmower and I mow my own grass. In Arlington, I have someone that comes over weekly when the time's right.
Get
your $2. That. Love to hear that.
How big is your lawn? Do you have like a sizable lawn?
It's big enough for like the dogs to play in. Like it's not huge, but it's I don't even know how. Like it's a decent sized yard.
But if you had to mow it yourself, it would take what? 30 minutes?
Not even that much.
That's a tiny lawn.
He's got better things to do with his time.
No, he just doesn't have a mower here.
Stromer, great win in Detroit. You led off the scoring. Would you agree that after you opened the scoring with that really nice snipe with under 3 minutes left in the second period, was that one of the more improbable 1-0 leads for you guys this season? Because I was watching the game, and it didn't seem like there was much life to the offense at that point, and Charlie Lindgren was under assault in that game, and he was just making save after save. And when you scored, I terrified my dog. I let out like a Ric Flair like scream in my house. Like, were you surprised you guys were up 1-0 at the way that game unfolded into the second period?
I think the game last week against Carolina was probably. was probably a crazier 1-0 or 2-0 lead that we got out to as well. I think that's just, I don't know, like when you're in a game, like you're not really looking up at the shot totals, maybe after the period or whatever, but when you're in the game, it's kind of like that one didn't feel as bad as Carolina. Like, it didn't feel like they had to fuck the whole game. It didn't feel like they were just like attacking us constantly. I felt like a lot of the shots were from the outside. Like, Charlie made some great saves, yes, but I would say like against Carolina, it felt like, okay, we're not even touching the puck here. This is crazy. And we're up 2-0. Against Detroit, I still felt like we at least had the puck sometimes. We had, you know, some chances, and it wasn't like they were in our end every single shift. So I feel like, you know, when you're in a game and you're in that moment, it's kind of like, okay, let's just keep working. It's still 0-0. Let's keep grinding. Let's keep working away. And who knows what can happen. So yeah, it's just funny how the game works sometimes. And you know, you just gotta keep playing. Whether the score is, you know, 0-0 or 4-0 or whatever, hockey's a crazy game where anything can happen. And I've been a part of some crazy games. So for sure, just gotta keep playing.
How great did it feel when Ovi followed up your goal just about 2 or 2.5 minutes later? Right before the end of the second period, he gets the really nice dish from TJ Oshie, who made his return after missing 4 games. It had to feel great going into the locker room, not up 1-0, but 2-0, as Ovi gets his 30th, 18 seasons now with 30 goals. Just another remarkable accomplishment by him.
Yeah, I think that's probably like my favorite part about this time of year. This is definitely the closest I've ever been to the playoffs, or the closest like playoff push I've ever been a part of. And, you know, you're on the bench and like, you're praying that somebody scores, because like, you know, you're yelling as loud as anyone in the whole rink. So when he scored, I just got off the ice and McMichael jumped on, and I was, you know, screaming when he scored. So everyone was fired up, and it was a big goal. I didn't really realize until like last night when I watched the highlights that it was, or 2 nights ago, sorry, after the game, that it was like 7 seconds left in the period.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. So, you know, that's what I was saying. Kind of when you're in the moment of the game, you're kind of just like, you know, so jacked up, and you know, it was a huge goal. Yeah, to go in the period 2-0 besides 1-0. I think with the way Chuck was playing, we knew that you know, it was going to be really tough for them to get 2 goals, especially 3 goals that period.
I felt bad for Lappy, who had a nice chance early in that game. He rang the post, and then the cameras from ESPN caught him on the bench, and he just had a look of disbelief on his face that the puck didn't go in, and he was definitely dropping some F-bombs while the camera was on him. And we had Coach Carbs on, and he talked about, you know, it's hard to score in the league. It's hard for young guys sometimes to convert those opportunities. How did he brush that off? I know it helps to get the win, but he had to be upset that he couldn't convert there early.
Yeah, I think anyone, like Carb said, I think anyone, you know, that gets a chance. I think he had 2 open deaths in that game that you know, both didn't go in, and I think, you know, he's played, you know, 50 games now, and he knows, you know, how hard it is to score in the NHL. So when he gets those chances, I know he knows that he really wants to, you know, bear down and put those in. And he's a guy who cares a lot. He cares a lot about the Caps and about the team. And I think, you know, he's more frustrated that, you know, he didn't give us that 1-0 lead or you know, make it 2-0 at the time, or whatever time it was. So I think, it's frustrating, I'm sure. I think it's easy to brush off once you go back out there for the next shift and try not to let it affect you. But, you know, everyone wants to score. Everyone wants to be, you know, help the team win. And he's been playing great for us. So, you know, whether he's scoring or he's not scoring, I think when he's on the ice, he's doing his thing and controlling the puck. You know, it's huge for us, because like you said, when things aren't going our way and teams are, you know, kind of dominating us in the shots, it's huge to have guys that carry the puck and can kind of turn the tide for the game.
Talking to Cap center Dylan Strome, 27 goals, 38 assists on the season. So Buffalo, you just played them. They waxed you 6-2. We talked to Coach Carbs about this. You have to do something different. What do you expect to do differently to have success this time against Buffalo?
Well, we just can't give them the free offense. We, you know, we were probably playing a little too loose last time when we were too, you know, trying to take too many chances. I think, you know, at this time of year, you know, teams that are, you know, they're obviously out of the playoffs, and teams that, you know, aren't in the playoffs are going to take, you know, going to play a little freer, going to play a little riskier. So, you know, we got to buckle down and stick to our game and not just give the free offense, you know, either way. I think last game we were just letting them get in the zone and do whatever they wanted and kind of just a little too easy. So, you know, we got to buckle down all over the ice tonight and really, you know, really not give them that free transition offense that we know they're looking for.
Stromberg, do you have any game day rituals besides, and I know this sounds creepy, that I know your nap schedule. I think you're slated for a 1:30 to about 3:30 nap today before the game against the Sabres. But do you have, we know that hockey players can be superstitious. Like, do you have any other like foods that you have to eat before you go on the ice, or, you know, like ways you prepare, like as you suit up for the game, any other Stromer game day rituals we should know about?
Well, I definitely am superstitious, especially more this time of year. When we're on the road, we have like the omelet guy in the morning who makes us the omelet. I told you guys about that.
So jealous of that. What's your omelet order?
I'm actually a two sunny side up eggs kind of guy. Okay, with some hash browns and some bacon and some avocado. So that's my go-to in the morning.
And of course you have to have some carbs to dip. Like if you're sunny side up, you got the runny yolks, right? Like, or you're a non-carb guy.
I don't know. That's just my order. I just stick with that and I go with that. And then, you know, I feel like that's kind of the main thing. Like we had the same thing that's put out for breakfast, the same thing that's put out for lunch. So I feel like if there's one thing that I kind of do the same on game days, it's the food I eat. And then you got to decide if you want to skate or not skate for our morning skate on game days. Since we had a day off yesterday, we have to skate today. So there's tons of rituals and tons of superstitions, but I feel like the main one is, I think, what I eat on game day would be the main one.
Speaking of what guys eat, I saw a picture of Ovi getting ready to go on the plane a couple days ago. I can't remember which game it was before. And he had a Subway footlong, and he also had, I found this a curious choice, he had a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. Like, are you a Flamin' Hot Cheetos guy? Because I, like, my kids have
you
brought
act those. Like that's an odd no, choice. No, it's pretty kids, popular.
I know they're popular, but my kids have brought them home, and I eat, like, two or three of them, and my mouth's on fire for, like, 2 hours. I don't know how you could even eat a small snack bag filled of those. Are you a Flamin' Hot Cheetos guy like Ovi clearly is?
No, I'm not. I'm definitely not. And I watch him eat those on the plane, and I'm even more not a Flamin' Hot Cheetos guy now.
He's scoring a bunch of goals, though, Stromer. He's scoring a bunch of goals. You might want to do it.
So, Stromer.
I know. Talk about superstitions. I think it's actually a six-inch sub and a Flamin' Hot Cheetos bag that he's been rocking with the second half of the year, and it's been working. So, I like
whatever he did in Dubai, man. It's worked.
That Dubai trip, man. He was riding on camels with his family.
All right.
More of that.
So, Stromer, all right. So, tonight's a big game, obviously, for you guys. Just kind of looking around the schedule. Pittsburgh's hosting Detroit. So, you know, obviously, those two teams are certainly in the mix. The Islanders, I think, are hosting. They're a pretty big favorite over maybe it's the Flyers. Who are the Islanders playing? I'm sorry. No, Canadians. Sorry. So, like, what's the one team you think that you're kind of targeting to beat them out in the playoffs? Is it Pittsburgh, since you're technically still ahead of them? Is it the Islanders trying to catch them? How are you looking at those other teams in terms of the standings?
Yeah, it's kind of weird because, when we were in it, like, maybe even last time I talked to you guys, the Islanders weren't really, you know, that much in it. And then all of a sudden they go on a huge run, and now they're ahead of us. It's tough. Like everyone kind of playing each other, like you just said. So, I would say that Detroit and Pittsburgh are the two teams. I think that, obviously one of them is going to get 2 points tonight. So it's important for us to win today and stay ahead of them. I think we just got to take care of our own business. And I know if we do that, if we win our next four games, then we're in the playoffs. So that's a good feeling. I know we hold we kind of hold our own destiny in our hands. So that's all you can ask for at this time of year.
All right, Stromer, good luck tonight against Buffalo. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, man.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good, guys.
See you later. Right,
Dylan Strome brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. Coming up next, Ted Leonsis, CEO of Monumental Sports, joins us here on The Fan.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.